nii , aga meil on väga hea meel öelda tere tulemast Lewis Comedy Estoniast ja tere tulemast rääkimast meile veidikene jälle Eesti poliitikast ikka . Oleme kutsunud Lewis'i ja Eerikut hommikuti siia , et nad natukene seda välisvaatleja pilku meiega jagaks . Hi !
Hi , thank
Good
you !
Good morning !
Good morning to you !
So , how were the elections ?
Boring ? Did something happen ? Already make it interesting ? I feel like I should just be watching Libya instead. Okay, look, it's good. It's a very good thing. And I guess we should congratulate Andres Ansip on winning. He's now been in power longer than most African dictators. So good on him. Yeah, who knows when he's going to go.
Küsisin siis Lewiselt, et kas olid ka huvitavad valimised, et see ei olnud väga igavad olid, et noh, Andrus Ansip jälle võimu juures, et aga ta on püsinud võimul kauem kui mõned Aafrika diktaatorid, nii et palju õnne talle sellegi puhul ja selles mõttes oli, läks nii nagu arvata võis. So you are also becoming a typical Estonian, you are also longing for a revolution you always want to have some revolution in every year.
Why hasn't something changed in the last 10 minutes? That's the problem with Estonia right now. We need another system to change this, I'm sure online something will fix it up. Yes.
Et ma küsisin siis Lewiselt nüüd, et sa oled muutunud tüüpiliseks eestlaseks, et tahad kohe kogu aeg revolutsiooni, et oleks mingi muutus kogu aeg. Ta ütleb, et no jaa, juba 10 minutit pole praktiliselt mitte midagi muutunud, võiks ju siis online vähemasti mingisugune revolutsioon sündida.
Kuidas Edgar Savisaare tulemus meeldis?
How did you like this votes of Edgar Savisaar?
I thought it was amazing that he got the record for the most number of votes ever, that beating Andres Ansip a few years ago. Because everyone talks about he's got the hidden army, this hidden army of people where is this people? Where are these people that are voting for him? Where are they hiding? Where has he hidden them? Is it out at Lastnummer? Is that where his crowd is? I go out there, there's some people there, but is there really enough to vote for him? Is it just... What's he doing? Is it just a bunch of old people with ID cards? How are they? I don't
or
know.
These people are living underground with ID cards.
Right, yeah. So the zombie army that supports Savisaar, possibly.
Et küsisime siis, et kuidas meeldis Lewisele see Edgar Savisaare häälte rekord ja Lewis ütleb, et tema küll ta ei saa lihtsalt aru, et kus kohal need Edgar Savisaare hääletajad kõik elavad ja arutasime seda, et võibolla elavad maa all, et on niisugune salajane zombiarmee, kellel on kõigil ID-kaardid ja siis kui valimispäev on käes, nad tulevad maalt välja ja lähevad hääletama. But did you also follow the debates before the elections? So did you hear something interesting?
Not so much, only that sort of Ansip can't debate very well. Like, he's just sort of like, he's very good at reciting the lines, but he's not sort of very good at engaging. And that might also be because he just knows he's going to win. So, hey, it's all good. He could just sit back.
Et kas sa küsisin siis, et kas Lewis jälgis ka valimisdebatte, et ütleb, et jah, et vaatas küll, et aga ega Andrus Ansip ei ole väga hea debateerija, et on pigem niisugune, noh, lausete või sloganite esitaja, aga noh, selge oli see, et tema nagu nii võidab, nii et temal ei olnud ka sellest debateerimisest eriti suurt lugu. So, but the other politicians, what did you think, who's the biggest loser of this election?
The biggest loser? I, yes, I must keep my composure on air with that one. The biggest loser, well, sort of have to be the Centre Party. Yeah, you got to decide which way you're going. Are you going to have the boss there, or are you actually going to try and do something with yourself? But probably the big winner, I'd say, would be the Social Democrats. Sven Mixer, the guy who sounds like a Swedish cocktail. That's great. good on him. And I guess the problem is he'll never be able to sort of work with reform. They're like kind of opposite, I guess. We want to take money. No, we want to give money. I guess they could never really get anywhere with that.
Küsisime siis suuremate kaotajate võitjate kohta ka nendel valimistel, ütles siis Lewis, et noh, suurem kaotaja on kindlasti keskpartei, kes peab nüüd otsustama, mis teed minna, kas minna oma bossi järel või hakata elama nii-öelda iseseisvate elu, aga suurim võitja loomulikult sotsiaaldemokraadid ja Sven Mikser, mis kõlab natuke nagu üks Rootsi kokteil. But this life in Estonia, it's kind of funny, being funny in these weeks, or what do you think?
Definitely, all sorts of stuff. I loved, I mean, so much is made out of the e-voting and we're able to vote online. But the best part for me was when the system didn't work on election night. So all of a sudden the system's gone down, our great e-voting system, and we had to find out stuff through Facebook and Twitter. And that's, I could never imagine that in Australia, the Electoral Commission just gets on Twitter. And I'm sort of following it on Twitter and reading about winning and all this. And I don't know if I'm following Andrus Ansip or Charlie Sheen anymore. All of a sudden he's talking about having a Baltic tiger blood and he's winning all the time. So yeah, it's very confusing for me at the night.
Loomulikult üks asja, mis Liusele ka silma torkas valimiste juures, oli see, kui kukkus maha kogu meie e-süsteem ja valimistulemusi tõepoolest mitu tundi ei saanud jälgida muul moel kui Twitteris või Facebookis. Ja ütleb siis Liusele, et ta küll ei kujutaks ette, et Austraalias juhtuks nõnda, et siis valimistulemused pannakse Twitterisse ja ei saagi enam järgida või jälgida seda, mida on twitterdanud Charlie Sheen või Andrus Ansip, et peab vaatama, mida Vabariigi valimiskomisjon twitterdab, et selles mõttes e-tiiger jäi aia taha korraks kinni. Our e-tiger was just, you know, stopped by the fence, you know.
You've got the tiger-proof fence. That's cool.
Ja, meil on selline e-tiigri kindel sein, et sellest ei juppa läbi ükski tiiger. So, but you guys are also having a new show coming, right?
Yes, that's right. Next week in Club Privé, we have our show Stand-Up Comedy with Lewis and Eric. And this month we have some two very funny comedians. First comedian is probably the biggest comedian in Finland today, Andre Wikström. And maybe if you've accidentally gone through the Finnish TV, you might have seen this guy. So he's going to be there. And our main headline act is a guy called Danny Robbins. And he does this act, a whole character called DJ Danny. And his whole thing is that he's like a really incompetent nerd who's trying to become a DJ and a nightclub DJ. So the whole thing is basically making fun of nightclubs and DJs and dance music. And I really can't think of a better place for us to hear those jokes than inside of Club Privé.
And what was in which March day?
That is the 16th.
The 16th.
Yes.
So 16. märtsil siis saab Lewis ja Eric Wood Showd Soome parim komöödiaartist seal üles astumas ja samuti üks väga põnev väliskülaline veel, nii et peab järgima reklaami. But yesterday you had this great show in Drink Bar also, you are doing also the smaller shows mm-hmm. and you got first response from this audience. Otherwise, audience is always like clapping hands and very polite.
Sure, I mean very nice and usually when people yell stuff, it's like they want to be included like, hey, I'm a bit drunk, yay. it was great. One guy last night actually, he would put up his hand like he's in class, like waiting for the teacher to assign him, like, yeah, you can talk now. No, you have to yell. But yeah, we actually had for the first time ever, like, an aggressive heckler, like somebody, like, abusing the comedian. And that was, like, saying your fact is wrong. Like, the comedian had a fact that he'd read on Wikipedia. And the heckler's like, no, up yours, you know, you can't, that's wrong. And it was actually like, whoa, this has never happened in Estonia before. It's an Estonian first.
Et rääkisime siis ka eilsest showst, mille Comedy Estonia drinkbaaris Tallinnas korraldas ja siis oli seal üks mees, kes tahtis nii-öelda teha vigade parandust ja siis hõikas vahele sealt publikust. Rohke, kuidas sinuga on tulnud ette selliseid esinemisi, kus publikust tahetakse korrigeerida nii-öelda teie
kohta? Loomulikult on tuudud lavale ja teine kord oleme pidanud isa ja kaera minema. Ja on jätkatud omade jõududega.
Et nii-öelda kuulajad on muutunud niivõrd teadlikuks, et tahavad ise nagu püünele pürgida.
Jah, ja teine kord on esineja vaata nii halb, et kuulajad leiavad, et ise saab oma jõududega paremini hakkama.
Rohke was now talking that sometimes also on his shows some people are coming on the stage and they are, you know, kicked on with it and then the actors come from the stage. So we hope in Club Privé it's not going to happen.
No, in Club Privé it's much nicer, I think. Hopefully, I think everyone who comes there is quite nice. So, yeah, the show is next Wednesday at Club Privé and you can get tickets now at Piljet Levi.
Et siis järgmisel kolmapäeval saab siis Club Privé taas head ingliskeelsed komedit kuulata. Millal aga eesti keeles saab stand-up komedit Privés vaadata? When will we see stand-up comedy in Estonian?
Very soon, actually. So in April, we're having the one-year anniversary of us doing comedy in Estonia. And that's like, I think it's a big thing for us. And what we're doing is we're doing the first ever Estonian language show. And
you too.
Yes, in a way. I got some stuff up my sleeve, but it's not about me, you know, it's more about the team. Because, I mean, we are the comedians. Yeah, we have Andre, Kayu, they're Estonian. Stuart is completely fluent. Eric can speak a lot more than he lets on. And we're going to do this in Estonian for the first time. And I guess I want people to know that this is something that can be done in Estonian. I don't think it's going to be better or worse than English, just different. And we can enjoy English and we can enjoy Estonian and hopefully some more Estonian people will want to try this art form and start talking about their country and politics or just what's around them when they could do it in their own language.
Küsisime siis, et mida ja millal saab ka eesti keeles kuulata stand-up comedy laval ja siis Lewis rääkis, et juba aprillikuus, kui Comedy Estonia tähistab oma esimest sünnipäeva, siis stand-upi aasta jagu päevi tehtud, siis astutakse üles eesti keeles, et need inimesed, kes võibolla on ingliskeelsetes showdest tuttavad, ka nemad teevad, teevad nüüd eesti keeles ülesastumise, nii et mõned nendest on eesti keeles päris niisugused osavad ja on seal eestlasi ka kambas ja võibolla see innustab ka Eesti artiste rohkem selle stand-up komediga ka tegelema. Ega siis muud ei olegi öelda, Lewis, suur aitäh tulemast, aitäh, et meie valimisi veidike kommenteerisid, meile alati meeldivad välisvaatlejad ja see, et kuidas välismaal või välismaalased meie seda Eesti asja näevad ja loodame siis, et see salajane Savisaare armee kunagi maalt ikkagi välja ei tule enne järgmise valimise jälle. So, Lewis, we thank you for being here and we hope that this Savisaar people will not disturb us before the next election.
No, right, and I hope I get home, okay, that I'm not sort of abducted in a van out the front of this radio station. Right.
Et Lewis loodab ka siis, et ta saab ikka rahulikult nüüd koju minna. Nalja sai tehtud, kena hommiku jätku, kõike head ja Lewis aitäh tulemast.